On the KSRO live line with us is Carla Marinucci from the California Playbook. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
So we don't know where Mark Zuckerberg is. We know he's not on a listening tour anymore unless he's locked in a room with his attorneys listening to them.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on, Pat.
Where is Mark Zuckerberg?
This is the guy, he's one of the most well-known industry heads in the world, the chief executive of Facebook, the guy with the hoodie.
Yeah.
And yet the company is like burning down around him, and then we hear nothing from him. People are expecting him to speak sometime in the next 24 hours. Facebook held a hands-on meeting yesterday at their Silicon Valley headquarters, but Mr. Zuckerberg was not there.
Wow.
And this is, 48 hours after it has been revealed that 50 million users' personal data apparently was mined or hacked by this group, Cambridge Analytica. It's kind of stunning that in this last week, Facebook's valuation has fallen $56 billion.
Yeah, billion. Huh. Yeah.
And Zuckerberg alone, his personal wealth has fallen $5 billion. It's not just Mark Zuckerberg. I should add that Sheryl Sandberg, another super well known Facebook executive, the author of Lean In, she's also nowhere to be found. It's kind of stunning that this is a company whose executives have been so out there for so long, and yet with this big crisis comes along, and they have fallen into a rabbit hole, apparently.
You mentioned everybody that's leading the Politico bracket update, some of the notables, but not me. But that's okay, Carla.
Wait. Are you, Larry, are you leaving? I'm going to give you a shout out.
I mean, I might be in the top 10, but we can talk about that another time, Carla.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I got to get on that.
This is very exciting. California is going to get a new Senate leader. But what's interesting about this is she was also been the leader of the Assembly. So she's one of the few people that's ever going to be in charge of the Senate and the Assembly. And she's got a really interesting story.
Yeah, I mean, Toni Atkins is the first woman and the first openly gay woman to head both bodies of the California legislature. She takes over from Kevin De Leon, who has been sort of under fire recently because of the sanctuary city law that he helped author. It's going to be interesting to see how Toni Atkins handles, the Trump administration really has California in its sights.
Oh, yeah.
Just yesterday, they had another summit on sanctuary cities, and California again was the target. The state of resistance, Toni Atkins has been one of the most progressive leaders out there, and we're going to see how she handles it. I think it's going to be very interesting to watch this woman take over, also at a time when the Me Too issue is really front and center. So I think she has a big challenge ahead of her, but boy, a lot of people think she's going to do a great job. And you mentioned, she's got a very interesting background in the fact that a great LA Times profile today on her talks about how she was even too poor to buy glasses when she was young. I mean, she comes from a very modest background. And she's had a real struggle to make it to where she is. So I think this is a Democrat to watch as we're going forward, Larry.
And speaking of Democrats to continue watching, is Nancy Pelosi in any real trouble here?
That's a really good question. There are, after the recent special election in Pennsylvania, where the candidate Connor Lamb really put a distance between himself and Nancy Pelosi, there's been a number of stories about how Democrats don't want to be anywhere near her. But the fact is still that you got to find somebody who can raise $45 million for the Democrats like Nancy Pelosi does. She is somebody who is just relentless as a fundraiser and as a legislative leader in Washington. The kind of skills that she's amassed over the years are just not easily replaceable there. And so I think, Nancy Pelosi is talking about this week, said she's fine with people wanting to put their distance with her as long as they win their races. And I think she's very pragmatic about that. So they may say they don't want to be anywhere near her. But the fact is, the Democratic Party doesn't look to be ready to replace her yet by any stretch.
Carla, you're going to be sitting down with another person who wants to be governor tomorrow night, John Chang. Does he even have a chance, number one? And number two, I really like his idea of the weed bank, so you should press him on that.
Yes, absolutely, we will. He's been out front on the fact that California needs some kind of financial institution for these weed businesses, because you're talking about businesses that do all their business in cash. They're literally burying millions of dollars out in the backyard. They because it's a Schedule I drug, a lot of banks do not want to do business with them. So he's been out front on that one. And that's where he could have a chance, Larry. He could be the dark horse in this race. And we've got a new poll coming out tomorrow on the governor's race. So we'll be able to talk about that and tell you where he stands. And we'll certainly pass on his question to you on the weed bank. I think it's a good one.
And we'll look forward to that conversation and the California playbook. Carla, thanks for being here today.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.
We'll talk to you next week. That's Carla Marinucci from the California playbook.